Rotation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 141. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using inhaled volatile agents for ICU sedation, answer the drug information question, should IV or oral antihypertensives be used for severe hypertension in the immediate period after acute ischemic stroke, and share a resource for reversal of antithrombotics and intracranial hemorrhage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode141. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article I'd like to discuss is titled Safety and Efficacy of Volatile Anesthetic Agents Compared with Standard IV Midazolam or Propofol Sedation in Ventilated Critical Care Patients, a Meta-Analysis and Systematic Review of Prospective Trials. The lead author is Angela Jareth, and this was published in Anesthesia and Analgesia, November 2016. Some intensive care units use inhaled volatile agents such as isoflurane, sevoflurane, and desflurane in place of IV sedative agents. Purported benefits of using inhaled agents are the highly titratable effects, rapid onset and offset, and lack of negative cardiovascular effects. The authors of this systematic review and meta-analysis sought to compare the use of volatile agents versus IV midazolam or propofol in critical care units. The authors reviewed randomized controlled trials comparing inhaled volatile agents for sedation to intravenous midazolam or propofol. The primary outcome assessed the time between discontinuing sedation and tracheal extubation. Secondary outcomes included time to obey verbal commands, proportion of time spent in target sedation, nausea and vomiting, mortality, length of stay in the ICU, and length of stay in the hospital. 8 trials with 523 patients were included in the analysis. The reduction in extubation time using volatile agents was a mean of 292 minutes, with midazolam and 29 minutes with propofol. There was no significant difference in time to obey verbal commands, proportion of time spent in target sedation, adverse effects, death, or length of hospital stay. The authors concluded, volatile-based sedation demonstrates a reduction in time to extubation with no increase in short-term adverse outcomes. Marked study heterogeneity was present, and the results show marked positive publication bias. However, a reduction in extubation time was still evident after a statistical correction of publication bias. Larger clinical trials are needed to further evaluate the role of these agents as sedatives for critically ill patients. While this meta-analysis found statistically significant results, I'm doubtful of the clinical significance. Much like studies which examine reduction in time spent in PACU, a reduction in time spent to extubation in minutes may not translate into a reduction in the ICU length of stay or other clinically meaningful parameters. Whether a patient is extubated at 8 a.m. or 2 p.m., they're most likely not leaving the ICU that day. And the day after the extubation is considered the same, regardless of what time the day of extubation happened. Given the author's comments of publication bias and the doubtfulness of the clinical significance of the results, I would need to see stronger evidence of the positive effect of volatile agents before routinely using them to sedate critically ill patients. The drug information question for this episode is, should IV or oral antihypertensives be used for severe hypertension in the immediate period after acute ischemic stroke? My answer is, if blood pressure lowering is indicated, IV agents should be used. The AHA-ASA guidelines recommend when lowering the blood pressure during acute ischemic stroke is indicated, risk would be minimized by lowering the pressure in a well-controlled manner. Controlled blood pressure lowering during acute stroke can best be achieved with intravenous antihypertensive therapies. Earlier in 2016, the Neurocritical Care Society and Society of Critical Care Medicine published a guideline for reversal of antithrombotics in intracranial hemorrhage. The full text of these guidelines has been difficult to find online, but I have found it at the link in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode141. These guidelines are such a great resource. I'd head there and download them now in case the link disappears. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use the link pharmacyjoe.com/shop to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.